Boom. This is You Can't Handle the Truth. Do you like that? You like how I did that? This is You Can't Handle the Truth for Friday, June 9th. I am Aaron Kleiber. I never say this part of the podcast. Usually Sean Collier does. Sean Collier will be with us in a little while because Sean and I, our schedules were so crazy this week that we had to see this week's movie separately. And then we're going to record separately our own opinions about this week's film, The Mummy. And you guys may have seen it advertised with Tom Cruise. That's what we're going to check out this week. And then I'm going to talk briefly about this. And I want to because I'm obsessed with the Universal Monsters. And this is the first movie in the Universal Monster reboot. Yeah. So here we go. Hey guys, this is You Can't Handle the Truth for Friday, June 9th. I had a good time going and see The Mummy, not by myself. My brother went with me just to keep me company. But, you know, he doesn't talk about podcasts on podcasts about movies. So here I am by myself. And this is a weird thing that I have to talk about a movie when nobody is listening right now, which is very odd. Because usually I just like to hear the sound of my voice talking about movies and people think I'm smart about movies. No, that's not it. I just love movies. I'm going to be honest with you. I was not very excited to see this. Because well, we had the other mummies, with the Rock and Brendan Fraser and, you know, those were entertaining. They were fine. They were a step below National Treasure. Let's be honest. They were. But this is the reboot. Now, the reboot, I mean, there's reboots of everything. And I'm one of those people that just hates seeing all of the, you know, all the reboots. Because that means that real writers aren't putting out, you know, they're not putting out a creative... original material. That's what I was trying to say. Usually when I have my brain fart, Sean covers for me, but not today. Just me. But yeah, this is all part of the Dark Universe, and I guess NBC/Universal/Comcast/IKEA/Pepsi Cola or whoever this huge conglomerate, whoever they own. The Dark Universe is their attempt. The Universal Monsters, Universal and NBC, it's their attempt of bringing together a kind of like a Marvel universe. They thought, hey, that's a great idea. We have a bunch of, you know, entities and ownership properties that we could form into this universe. And, you know, when they first said they were going to do that, and one of the things you heard first was that Tom Cruise was going to be in the first one. And that you're just like, oh, well, that doesn't sound like a bunch of Universal Monster movies that I am going to enjoy like I should enjoy. And what I mean is, like, look, if you're a fan of Universal Monster movies, you love the black and white, you love the music, you love the, you know, the real makeup back in those, like, in those times. I mean, dude, they're so cool. I mean, my favorite is the Wolfman. I would love to have a Universal Monster wall in my movie room, my new movie room in the new house. But this is like kind of sours me. This sours me that there's going to be this dark universe. So this was the first one. And Tom Cruise, directed by Alex Kurtzman. You may know Alex Kurtzman from directing a couple other things. He did direct Alias, one episode of Alias. But he's mostly a writer, and he's written a ton of stuff. He started with Hercules and Xena. Remember Xena, the warrior princess? Oh, yeah. He wrote The Island, Mission Impossible 3, Transformers. The first Transformers, which was the only one that was even, in my opinion, watchable. But Mission Impossible 3, not bad. Transformers, first Star Trek, not bad. Then he wrote Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. And then Cowboys and Aliens. He did a couple other things, too. Cowboys and Aliens was not good. But yeah, he wrote Star Trek. Then he wrote Star Trek Into Darkness. And he wrote The Amazing Spider-Man 2 in 2014. Star Trek Discovery, the series. He created that. Sleepy Hollow, Hawaii 5-0. And, well, he wrote The Mummy, and he directed it. And the next thing he's working on is his next project in the Dark Universe is Bride of Frankenstein. So, yeah, there's going to be a Bride of Frankenstein before there's a Frankenstein. Because if you know how universe works, movie universe, you got to have origin stories for everybody and milk all that cash out of everybody that is a Universal Monster fan. Because that's the idea. But, you know, I don't know. Are there more Universal Monster fans? I don't know. Like, are they dying off? I don't know. I mean, it's such a cool thing. I don't know how you're not a fan. But yeah, Alex Kurtzman. And there's a lot of other things coming if you want to talk about the Dark Universe before we really dig into The Mummy. And I know this is something that I don't know if Sean knows a lot about, the Dark Universe. That sounds like a weird thing to say. Do you know anything about the Dark Universe? they're working on all of them. I mean, Frankenstein, obviously, Alex Kurtzman's working on The Bride of Frankenstein. He's also producing The Invisible Man. What else? I should have just looked up a list of things that they're doing, but I know Alex Kurtzman's producer on Bride of Frankenstein. He's a producer on The Invisible Man. He's also a producer just announced for Van Helsing. So they're going to be doing it all. I mean, and, you know, I know that we're now seeing the trailer out for, like, Justice League, and we've seen some Avengers movies, and it's like, how do all of these come together? It's like, it's going to be Monster Squad, really. And Sean, no, has not seen Monster Squad. Has Sean seen Monster Squad? I know for a fact he has not, because I think he just watched Goonies, because when I told him to watch Monster Squad, I was like, dude, Monster Squad is Goonies for monsters. And he was like, I've never seen Goonies. And then I was like, I need not talk to you for about a day. Because that's crazy. But I'm wondering how they're going to do that. It's going to be like just like Van Helsing and Tom Cruise and all these other, like, these people, like, fighting just a room full of, like, The Mummy, Frankenstein, Dracula. I don't know. I don't have a lot of hope for all of them. One's not going to be good. It cannot be. There's no way. But the Dark Universe, it's coming. We shall see. And I will say, let's dig into The Mummy real quick. I will say that seeing this now, and I don't want to alarm anyone, seeing this actually made me want to see the next Dark Universe movie. I know, I said it. I know, it's crazy. This was not bad. I'm going to be honest with you. It was not bad. It was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I had no expectations going in. Well, okay, I had an expectation that I saw Tom Cruise and a lot of CGI mummy. I was like, nope, this cannot be good at all. Especially coming from the guy who wrote Transformers, but he was also the guy that wrote Star Trek. So, that's weird. You never know what you're going to get with this guy. This one, he did it. You know, it was not perfect at all. Definitely some boring parts, but we had Tom Cruise, who is this soldier / Indiana Jones, and there's no spoilers. I'm not going to try to do some spoilers. But he happens upon a mummy, and Annabelle Wallace, she plays Jenny. She's kind of also an archaeologist. It's kind of along for the ride. And Sophia Botella. I don't know how to say her name, but that's close. Amanette. That's like my mom's name is Annette. It's like Amanette or whatever they said in the movie. She plays the mummy. You know, it definitely, you probably have seen it a little bit in the trailers. Definitely just kind of looked like Age of Ultron. What's her face? You know what I'm talking about. Oh my God. I just went brain dead. But she was fine, you know, as fine as, you know, you can do, you know, with, like, you're just a lady mummy or whatever. I don't know how that works. I don't know. I'm an idiot. She's fine. It's one of those roles that you kind of just, you're like, you're a pretty person that looks like you came from Egypt. Okay. Sure. You're the mummy now. So there's not much to that. But a lot of people didn't know that Russell Crowe was in this. He did show up in the trailer. I'm not sure. Now, you can look up. What I was going to say is, I'm not sure if they, if people knew what character he was playing. I'm not sure. But yeah, he played Dr. Jekyll. I don't know if you saw that in the trailer. Russell Crowe is, I mean, well, he's second on the bill, listed in the credits as Dr. Henry Jekyll. And you get to see a little bit of that, which was not bad. I mean, you know, you could see a little bit of Russell Crowe being Dr. Jekyll. I mean, that's not a, it's not a, is that a, I don't know, Sean, I can't ask Sean if that is a spoiler, but I don't know what to tell you. But Jake Johnson, you may know him from The New Girl or Let's Be Cops. He kind of plays a sidekick type character with a little spin. It'll be interesting to see a little spin on that. It's kind of a neat thing. He's a fun sidekick. And you know, really, that's all the characters, which I will say is one of the things that I kind of liked about this, because you see a lot of movies now that have these grand stories and plot twists, and there's four different teams of characters, and you're bouncing from scene to scene with these three characters, and then these four characters are in Paris, and then these four characters are at the FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., working on something. And it's just bouncing around between all these characters. And it centered around just a couple people, which I kind of liked it. I mean, obviously, it had side characters and stuff. And there was another thing I kind of liked too, is that the mummy has some certain special powers. Obviously, I'm not spoiling anything there, but she has helpers, which I thought was pretty rad. I was down. I was with it. Not gonna spoil it, but yeah, I can't say anything. I can't even give you a hint because you'll figure it out. I don't know if they showed it in the trailer once again. I should have just watched the trailer and been like, "Hey, this is the stuff that you've seen." So yeah, but there's a lot of cool stuff in it, and I like history too. And there's, you know, Egyptian history and you know, Mesopotamian history, and there's Knights Templar history. Cool stuff. I know you're thinking, well, this sounds a lot like National Treasure. Yep, no, it's a little National Treasure. Sure it is, but it's mostly like action, you know, scary action movie, you know, not, you know, it's a fun time. It's and we I saw it in 3D. Sean and I never really are crazy about 3D. This is once again, I mean, I don't think you need 3D. I mean, you know, big action movies are always great in an IMAX. 3D, do you need it? I don't think so. I mean, do you need to see a sandstorm over and over in 3D? I don't know. Because, well, they're in a desert a lot. You know, I'm not, that's not a spoiler, guys. Relax, okay? But yeah. And I guess my extra butter was talking about the Dark Universe first. But it's good that I'm starting this out because I don't, like I said, I don't think Sean knows about the whole plans that NBC, Universal, PepsiCo, Comcast, AT&T, G.I. Joe, or whatever company it's called. I don't know if he knows what they're up to, but I'm looking forward to it. I saw one of our friends of You Can't Handle the Truth, Scott Simmons of Scarehouse. We always do a live podcast after we visit the Scarehouse because we love horror movies every October. It's the usually rated number one scare attraction, haunted attraction in the country. It's Scarehouse. It's in Etna, PA, right outside of Pittsburgh. So yeah, just a little shout out for Scott because I saw Scott Simmons of Scarehouse. But there's some other scary movies coming out too. Sean told me about It Comes at Night. What's it called? It Comes at Night. I don't know. Who cares? I should have done research. But I think I guess I have to rate it. Do I have to rate it? Should I rate it without Sean? I don't know. I don't know the protocol here, guys. I'm not sure. Well, I can tell you right now, as right before the release of The Mummy, it is rated on IMDb as a 7.6, and I would give it oh boy, I'll give it a 7. I will. I'll give it a 7. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with giving it a 7. I really am. And I told you before, it's good enough where it made me interested to see the other Universal monster movies that are coming out. Bride of Frankenstein, The Invisible Man's on its way, and eventually Dracula, Wolfman. No word on Creature of the Black Lagoon, but we shall see. So that's my part. Friends, if you're listening, I'm doing all kinds of things. This is I'll promote what's going on with me. Of course, you can hear my other podcast. It's Grown Dad Business with my friend Jason Clark. We're two dads that really just bitch and complain about stuff and have a good time and make each other laugh. Sometimes we have guests talk about parenting things and dad stuff and dude stuff and food, mostly food. Check out growndadbusiness.com. We'll have a new episode up this week. And if you want to see me perform live, I will be in Cleveland at Hilarities June 14th. I will be at the Columbus Funny Bone June 15th on Thursday. I will be participating in the Comedy Royale Improv Explosion at Arcade Comedy Theater June 16th on Friday. And then a big week at home in Pittsburgh. June 22nd, I'm at the Rivers Casino headlining. My friend Ray Zawadny is going to be opening up for me. And then June 23rd, I will be part of the WDVE Comedy Festival Loaded Show. That's June 23rd at Club Cafe. And then June 24th, a WDVE Comedy Festival stand-up get-down at Arcade Comedy Theater. It'll be Sean Collier's team versus Bill Crawford's team of the DVE Morning Show. Jason Clark will be co-hosting that with me. And then other than that, in July, I'm going to be going all over the place. I'll be in Rochester, Youngstown, Dayton, Ohio. I'll be in Calgary. I'll be in Sarasota, Florida, Milwaukee, Appleton, Wisconsin. I'll be a bunch of different places this summer. So you can go check everything out at growndadbusiness.com, my podcast, my calendar, all that. Now, we're going to pause briefly. And we're moving straight over to Sean Collier and his opinion. And I'm curious to see what Sean does his part with. I have no idea. I cannot believe I talked this long. Wow.
Hey. Hey, it's Sean. Hey, what did Aaron think? What did Aaron think about the movie? Did he like the movie? Did he enjoy The Mummy? Not the Brendan Fraser one or the Boris Karloff one. This one with Tom Cruise and all the CGI ghoulies. Did he like it in the first half of the episode? Did he enjoy it? I bet he didn't. I mean, I'm assuming he hasn't told me. I don't know. I'm just gonna take an educated guess, knowing Aaron Cliver and having seen this film, that I think he probably didn't like it. I think he probably did not like the film. Because I'll tell you, I didn't like the film. I'm going to assume, look, if we're leaving out essential information, go to IMDb, go to Wikipedia. Find the essential information, because I am not going to go over what the dark universe is, or who's in this movie, and all of that. I'm going to assume that Aaron filled you in on most of that. If something has been left out, go to Wikipedia. But I'll just let you know, you're starting what you hope to be a major open-ended film franchise, and this is how you're gonna start that? This thing with Tom Cruise and the dust monsters and the love interest that doesn't really go anywhere, and oh boy. Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. And I don't just quote Kelly Clarkson that's a fairly... It started out fine. There was about... Now, look, there's this opening, you know, montage backstory where Russell Crowe, Dr. Jekyll, narrates, you know, the history of our mummy, our titular mummy. And that, you know, it's interesting because I wanted that. That could have been the whole movie. That would have been a better movie. The story that they shoved into 4 minutes at the beginning would have been better than what we got. But hey, you know, okay. But then the first, you know, half an hour, there's a number of things I didn't like. You know, they were really glib about this very serious setting. You know, they're in a part of Iraq that is under ISIS control, and there are drone strikes, and you know, and they're very like, you know, Indiana Jones in the market about all that. And I wasn't crazy about that, but setting that aside for a minute, you know, it had this good setup. It did. You know, they happen upon this tomb and they find the thing. The scene in the tomb is pretty good. The scene on the plane when they're trying to get the sarcophagus back to wherever, that's pretty good. It was. It's not great, but, it, you know, it was serviceable. The aftermath of the plane ride, I don't know if what Aaron told you, that was good. It was good. It was good. Not great. But, you know, it was in that 6, 6.5 good range for 30 minutes. And then it became a big, dumb monster fight the rest of the way, practically. Just, oh, great, now we've got a shitty-looking CGI zombie, basically. Not even really what you think of as, oh, it's a mummy. And we're just going to have fist fights with the extras from the Thriller video interspersed with brawls with the main mummy. And that's it. Just a big, dumb... wow. What wasted potential. And, you know, it was wasted potential to put Tom Cruise in this thing. I don't really like him. I know most people don't really like him at this point. He still has some usefulness. I think he's fine enough, I guess, in the Mission Impossible series. Not really much for Jack Reacher. But I thought he was good at Edge of Tomorrow. That was fun. He did fine. He was the wrong choice for this. Did not do well. Just a waste. Because, you know, I'm joking about it, but there's a lot to these characters, these classic horror characters, the universal monsters, if you will. There's a lot to them, but if you're gonna bring them back, you gotta. You know, you gotta work out what made the mummy and the wolfman and Frankenstein and Dracula and all the rest. You've gotta figure out what made them such iconic film characters. And that is not endless action sequences with computer robots. That's not fast cutting, hard punching, corpse throwing. Bullshit. It was mostly atmosphere is what made the universe of those films great. Mostly the atmosphere, the setting, and great, great performances by the actors playing the monsters. Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff, that's what made it. Not, wow, there's really some action in this one. And those movies are slow and careful. They're slow burns of creeping horror, not jumpy fright fests. Jeez. Giving it the Pittsburgh dad. Jeez. That's not right. Jeez. That's more like it. Yeah. Started good enough. Went off a cliff. Could they get one of these right in the future? Maybe. You know, I'll still go because it's my job. So, okay. But, that's a shame. It's a shame. And look, we all know, we've talked about on the podcast before why we're here. We are not here to make great movies for critical acclaim, domestic critical acclaim. We're here to make movies that translate into every language and will make 300, 400 million globally on top of whatever, you know, light blockbuster tally they pull in domestic. This is going to get spanked by Wonder Woman this weekend. This is going to get run over by the second weekend of Wonder Woman. But that's not why we're here. We're here to make, you know, we're here to hit those big global markets hard. For better or for worse. Emphasis on the shit pile of a movie. But you know what? Hey, you want some horror. Hey, I got some horror. Go see It Comes at Night. Great survival horror, tense, really creepy, troubling, brutal performances. Great movie. It Comes at Night, new horror movie from A24. A24 is killing it with horror recently, by the way. Green Room and The Witch last year, not to mention Under the Skin, not to mention Ex Machina. They know from horror, guys. Great, the indie studio of the moment. Who just put out Free Fire, which literally none of you saw. What were you doing? Living your lives? Puh. Anyway. So, yeah. Thanks for listening to this very unconventional, back-to-back, two-part, separate lives episode of You Can't Handle the Truth. I appreciate it. You know, do the things. Rate and review us on iTunes. Tweet at us, at Truth Podcast. And hey, if you're in the Pittsburgh area, come see me this weekend at the Pittsburgh Improv. I'll be there two shows tonight, Friday, two shows tomorrow, Saturday, one show on Sunday. There, very happy to be performing with Guy Tori. Great comic, one of the original kings of comedy. You may know him from American History X. There's a good movie. Guy Tori, your headliner. I'll be featuring the very funny Lillian Cannon opening up the shows. So coming out to the Pittsburgh Improv this weekend, I will be there and I'll be happy to see you. Don't see the mummy. I would go a four out of 10 for the mummy. But It Comes at Night. That's a solid 9, okay? It's a 9. It is a 9. Go see that movie. Until next time, I'm Sean Collier for Aaron Kleiber. And always remember, some things should stay dead. I don't mean mummies, I mean film franchises. Mummies, bring them on back. Film franchises, you may get hit with the curse of the bad. I don't know where this metaphor is going. Have a good night.